This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. It's 9:45.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
And here's a news update from John Stewart.
We now know that there have been two explosions in London this morning. One was near Liverpool Street underground station in the east of the city. That was reported at about 10 to 9. And then we've been hearing about another one at Edgware Road station further to the west. Police say there are a number of people hurt. They've described them as walking wounded. We don't have any details yet on what caused the blast. Police have been saying it could be down to a power surge, but they are calling this a major incident now. The situation is still quite confused. We have heard the whole of London's underground station, underground system rather, has been closed down. Stations have been evacuated. Obviously, this is also causing big travel problems. So we'll keep you updated on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Maroon 5 and Sunday Morning. Right, Joe Wiley is on next with U2 and Exhibit. This is BBC Radio 1, it's 10 o'clock.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Here's a news update with John Stewart.
And we've got an update on the situation in London at the moment. We've heard this morning that there have been two explosions at underground stations. They're now being blamed on a power surge, but they have closed down the entire London underground network, which is causing travel chaos in the capital. Passengers spoke of hearing a huge thud. That was at Edgware Road station. We've heard about people coming out of the tunnels covered in blood and soot. We have heard again that there have been quite a lot of injuries. Scotland Yard are calling this a major incident. We've heard about people having to smash the windows of their tube carriages to try and escape. I should say again that the entire London Underground system has been shut down, so if you are on your way to work or thinking about leaving now, then really you want to be double checking exactly what's happening before you leave. We'll keep you updated on all of this on Radio 1.